All right. This is the Sprint Showcase for Sprint 132. I'm going to share my screen. If someone can just let me know when that comes through.
It does.
Great. So, just refresh, make sure I have the most up-to-date information. This sprint, the team was working on the requisitions, that is making the requisitions work with the cached orderables, and the sprint spirit guide is a caterpillar. Nice. You guys pick interesting animals or insects. All right, this sprint, we made it through 11 story points, but I see that there is a whole bunch that are either in progress, in review, or in QA, and I think some of these are close to being finished. Is that correct, Sebastian?
Yeah, I can get to explaining where we are exactly in terms of those tickets when I do the regular sprint preview.
All right, sounds good. In terms of sonar, when I checked earlier, everything was passing. Let me just check again. There we go. Did not see anything red before. So I think we're in the clear. Yeah. All right. So sonar looks good. It looks like we are not quite ready, but hopefully we'll be shortly ready for the release sprint happening next. So with that, I will hand it over to Sebastian to get us started.
Okay, please let me know if you can see my screen.
Yep, I can see it.
Awesome. So our goal for this sprint was to finish the work on making requisition wheels cached of the labels and facilitate type of products, as well as fixing some of the bugs that we have found during previous sprint and that were mostly connected with allowing editing of the labels. And as for the for those bugs, most of them we were able to get to the done column. There is one that is still awaiting testing. As for stuff that is in progress and that we haven't managed to finish yet, we have this switch of the UI to use version 2 of requisition controller endpoints. That already can be seen on the test and DYT servers. So the UI has been switched and it uses the version 2 endpoints. However, there are still some edge cases that have been found during the QA phase, and that need to be fixed. We have also managed to look a little bit into the performance issue.
I can't hear what you're saying. If you're saying anything, Sebastian.
Okay, what was the last thing that you heard?
I can hear you again. Yeah, the last thing I heard was that you were starting to look into the performance issue for 4.5.
Yeah, so we have started looking into those performance issues as a part of this ticket. We have managed to fix some of the issues. So this specific endpoint that was referenced here about searching facility type approved products was made about twice as fast as it was. It's still not perfect, and it used to be faster, but there is at least some improvement made here. And we also looked into the orderables search performance, but nothing was committed just yet. And then there was another performance issue found as we introduced the version 2 of the requisition controller endpoints, and that's about post responses from reference data not being compressed. So we have actually introduced that compression during the previous release, the 3.6, and it seems to be to work just fine for the requisition service. So like when we do a post request to initiate a requisition, that the response is just perfectly compressed. If we're doing the same post request to the reference data, it's that the compression for some reason does not work, even though each of the services has the exact same configuration. So it may be just that the Spring Boot version is different or something along those lines. But this is also something that would be very nice to fix before the release, because this looks like a small thing and it can make a huge difference when used on slow connections. And finally, there are some contributions from Angola that are also waiting to be finished. So I think at this point, all of those the commits for all of those issues have been pushed to the master branch, but they made it back to in progress because some issues were discovered. So that's the current status.
You have an idea, Sebastian, for these tickets that are still in progress? Are you thinking that most of them are nearly finished, or are we thinking that it's going to take a full sprint to be able to complete these issues?
I think for switching the UI to version 2, that should be maybe just a few days, but maybe Claudia can talk more. How long do you think those issues can take, or Ola?
There are some parts of code which will be updated probably, because Joanna already tested this twice and it's still splitting requisition doesn't work properly, and because we are not able to view this split requisition, and I think that's it.
Do you have an estimate in days how much work is it to fix all of the issues?
It's one more about. This what you described in your comment. This random one that requisition view randomly won't load. So two issues. I think, I don't know, 2 days maybe, Ola.
Yes, maybe more, 3 days. As everything properly.
Okay, so like 2-3 days for those fixes here.
Mm-hmm.
As for the performance work, it really depends on us. I would at least want to get to those things we know we can fix like quickly, so like in a few days. Because it's true that some of the endpoints work way slower than they used to, and it would be great fixing that at least a little bit. So I'd also say that a few more days here.
When you mentioned that the fix that you had found would increase the performance, would double the performance, or whatever, improve it by a factor of 2, how much slower is that than what it used to be?
How much again? What?
But my question is, even with the fix that you mentioned you know about, how much slower is it than it used to be?
So I was verifying that with the performance test server and with the performance tests that we have. And this specific test was taking around 2 minutes. After the fix, executing this takes around 50 seconds. So that fix already made it. And there is like nothing more for this specific fix to be made there. But since this endpoint used to work in like 15 seconds and not 50, there's still quite some room for improvement.
Wow, so it's still significantly slower.
Yes.
Okay. And so the additional work that you would do in that would be to get closer to the 15, or would it be to just implement the change you already know about to get to 50, 5-0?
I think we'll still need to investigate what we can do, here to get back to 15. I have managed to find like commits that made it slower. So the specific build the specific data that we had this bump. Of course, it can be just that it cannot be reverted simply and just made work like that. Since those commits introduced the ability to version facility type approved products, and then this was one of the causes. The biggest problem here is that some of the queries were converted to be native queries rather than using HQL. The problem using HQL is that if we try to retrieve that many of the labels as we have in the test, so like around 10,000, HQL is having problems with that. So that's why native query was used. But the problem with native query was that this introduced the N+1 problem with loading stuff from database. So for each entity that was retrieved from the database, so for each of those 9,000 approved products, Hibernate attempted to manually load one by one the related entities, so like facility type approved product and program, and that resulted in like many, many thousands of separate queries. So
right.
The best way for us would be to get back to using HQL, since that was a single fast query that was working, but we need to find a reason why it doesn't work that good with 10,000 products when we have the facility type approved products version.
Okay. Josh, did you have any comments about this?
This is the thing that I brought up earlier. So yeah, that sounds exactly right.
All right. So then it sounds like the real fix is both to go back to using HQL, but then also to figure out what the proper HQL is given the changes. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And so you're the estimate that you were giving of a couple of days, 2 to 3 days, was for that or for something else?
We are saying for both. So we think it's 2-3 days for this ticket and like 2-3 days to figure out those performance stuff. So both about making facility type approved products and on the label search faster, and this post response is not being compressed in reference data.
Okay, and are that in parallel or is it sequential?
They can be worked in parallel.
Okay, so that would push back then. We wouldn't actually start the release until Monday or Tuesday, depending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm fine with that. Especially for me, for these specific issues, it seems like these ones are very important.
Yeah, and it would also give Angola some time to finish their work.
Mm-hmm.
They have the code on the master branch already as well. If we decided to go with the release, we would need to revert all of that.
Yeah. Okay. Josh, do you have any concerns about that?
I don't think any direct concerns. I mean, I guess it does sound like it would be a pretty quick turnaround to fix that 9,000 approved orderables piece. So hopefully that's accurate. That'd be great. I did think that we had fixed, I was just starting to write a message to you, Sebastian. I thought we had fixed the post issue before. I thought, didn't we do that? That's why Nginx passes on gzip now to the containers.
Yeah, we had that, but for some reason, it does not work in the reference data service. The configuration is exactly the same in each of the services. And in requisition service, it works perfectly fine for like initiating a requisition that sends a post request. But the same post requests in reference data just aren't compressed for some reason, even though the configuration is exactly the same.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay, yeah, that helps clear things up for me.
Okay. All right. Any more questions before we get to the actual showcase?
Nothing for me.
Okay, so since I'm already screen sharing, I can just mention one of the tickets that I have in the DOM column, and it's about fixing deployment builds for the test and QAT servers. So unfortunately, one more problem came up during this sprint, and that kind of slowed us down, and it was broken deployment builds for test and UAT. It turned out that the certificates that were protecting the Docker sockets expired, and it seemed that the fastest way around this would be to reprovision both the test and UAT servers. They didn't yet have the Terraform configuration, but it was easy enough to just copy one of the configurations that we already have for the other UAT servers that we have, so like for the UAT 2, 3, and 4. So that configuration has been now added to the OpenMS deployment repository in the provision directory. And if we ever decide to reprovision them again, it should be easier. So that's it from me. And I will hand it over to the next person.
Nice. Great to see that in Terraform.
Okay, I can be next. Do you see my screen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In this sprint, I was working on two tickets. I finished two tickets. First, describe a bug with filtering on requisition group screen. The problem, the error occur when user try to find a requisition group with specific name, which not exist in our database. Now it is fixed, and when I try to search requisition group with name, for example, ABC,
error not occur, and now we see only information that no requisition groups found. In next ticket, I added implementation for function to OpenLMS cache resource, which search multiple ID with a specific version number. I would like to show you how it works now. Okay. So now in my local database, I don't have any orderable. When I go on initiate requisition, okay, once again. Maybe I remove everything. Okay, search. Okay.
Can you check the response that is coming from the search?
Yeah. It seems to in the params we sent more information. I don't know why. I don't have such problem before.
Okay. So we need to investigate it.
Yeah, yes, I have to investigate it. But this function should send a request to backend. If in local database aren't any records, and then save these records to local database. If the object with a specific ID and version number are in local database, then request shouldn't be sent. But unfortunately, I can't show you it now because it not work properly.
Refresh page. Let's try again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, now I have search with two params, and now data should be saved in local database. Yes, there is some data. When I delete one of these records and refresh page, search should be sent, but only with this one specific
records which I delete. And now these records should be safe again in my local database. This is ID 1A. I'll refresh. Yes, I have this record here. If I refresh it again, now I have all labels in my local database. So now search requests shouldn't be sent. Okay, so we don't have search requests. That's all for me. Do you have any question?
Do we know what the issue that you ran into and that was cleared up? Like, what? Any idea what that was? Maybe that's not directed specifically to you, but just in general.
I saw it first, so I don't know really.
It just sometimes occurs when I clear the storage. And it's really randomly. I saw it today, but only a couple of times. And when I do it again, it works. So I didn't know that it will occur now because I didn't have this issue for a couple of hours now. So
I didn't have any time.
Okay. It's really hard to reproduce this, but I think mostly when I clear all the storage, probably, and on Firefox, I will guess.
Maybe, because I am using Chrome.
Okay. Okay, so is this something that we need to actually figure out? I mean,
yeah.
We're going to start to see this in the wild, which would be unfortunate.
I think this would fall into this ticket that introduces version 2 endpoints. So that should be investigated and fixed there. And I can go ahead and add comment there too, so we don't forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. In terms of this actual ticket, I think that seems like a really... That was cool. Just need to see that working in action and saving some network requests.
That's all. And I think that's all from Gdańsk site.
I can show you Paulina's ticket. Okay. And we can also show you something in Switch, but I think basically Ola just showed you how it works now. But if you want, we can show something more or talk more about Switch. But first, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, so I will show you Paulina's work on this ticket. This was about internal server error after searching for order labels with some malformed ID. And now it returns a bad request when something is wrong. And I can quickly show you this in Postman. So I removed one letter at the end of UUID, and I will send request and get an error. And if I send a null, it will return bad request. And basically that's it in this ticket. So do you have any questions about switch or this bug?
I don't have any questions, no.
Okay. So that's it from the Dansk sites.
Is that it then? Is that all?
No, we still have Pavel here in Gdynia that we showcase.
Okay.
Well, can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yeah, we can see your screen.
All right. So during this split, I was dealing with two tickets, and one of them is done, and one of them is still in progress. As for the ticket, which is done, it was about multiple versions of the product being present in a physical inventory printout if a product was updated before. So for example, if someone changed the code for Libora tabs, then a few versions of the product were present in this document. So to actually see how it's fixed, we have to go to stock management and then physical inventory. I'm already in this screen because it takes a lot of time to load it somehow. So once we start, for example, a family planning inventory, you can see those products here. And previously, its code was C100, now it's C111. I also changed it beforehand to not to make you see the loading screen for quite a while. And now I can submit it and confirm. And here there's again a moment of waiting for a solution. So let's wait. So here it is, Libora with only one version of itself, the newest one. So that's how it was done. And as for this ticket, which is in progress, I think it was a bit tricky, but it made it as far as to QA stage, where one more thing was found. And the last time I checked, half of this thing was gone. I mean, it was half of it was working properly. So there's no test in line, waiting. So after this test, I will be able to estimate how much time will I need to actually finish it. But as for now, my educated guess would be about one day, as really most of it is, I believe, already done and committed. All right, so that's all from me, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer. If not, back to Sebastian.
So, do you have any questions to Pavel?
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you, Pavel.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's now everyone on our site.
Excellent. Thank you, Sebastian, and thank you, Soldevelo team. So based on the fact that we're going to be waiting 2 or 3 days for these remaining fixes, can when should we get an update on that? It'd be good to check in again on Monday just to see where we're at.
Yeah, I think we can check back on Monday. Would you like to have like a check-in with me or with our whole team?
Let's start with just you and I, and maybe Josh, if you're interested, Josh. But mostly just to find out where we're at, and then if things are looking good, then maybe we get together as the whole team, the release process again for those that are new.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
All right. Does anybody have anything else? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Well, thank you all very much. Thank you for the work during this sprint, and we're looking forward to getting this version released, hopefully here at the end of this next one. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks all.